God, we thank you for a space to come and to think together, to learn about what you're like and the kinds of things that you do in this world for people like us. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts together in this place be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. I know that I have a counselor in the room. Lauren, that's you. Can you maybe just explain briefly, I'd not discuss this with her, what people first language is? Okay. So people first language. What? No. So far, I'm learning that I should have discussed it before I got started. People first language. Let's take a note from what our biblical writers did for Rahab here. If you go back to chapter 2, we can go back to that slide, the very first slide. There you go. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from, which Mary skipped over, Shittim, is how I'll say it. Go look. I saw what you did. Go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of Rahab? No. They went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab. This is not people first language. When I talk about people first language, I wouldn't say Joy is a short girl. I would say Joy is a girl who is short. So her personhood before a description about her of any kind. Now the fact that nobody was able to chime in doesn't mean that you do this poorly, but maybe it's something we should think about. People first language. They didn't get this right with Rahab, and I think the church has failed her in this way. If I were to ask you, who's Rahab, what's the first thing you'd say? She's a prostitute. What else do we need to know? She's a prostitute in the line of Jesus. But that's sort of like this blah, 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 in the line of Jesus edition. It's kind of a shame, isn't it? And she's known for this thing about herself that got left in her past. She is defined and characterized by this thing about herself that was in her past. Even though the rest of her story is good. Is that about? There are three other R words that I want to give to Rahab. Rescue, redemption, restoration. These are words I'm banking on being available to all of us. Rescue, redemption, restoration. I get tearful about Rahab because I identify with her in the fact that I have felt like an outsider in certain parts of my life, whether secretly or publicly, different. And maybe you can relate to that, knowing what it feels like to be on the outside. So who was Rahab really? What do we know about her? We know that she was a prostitute. What else do we know? I'm inviting you to chime in, even though you failed miserably earlier, all of us. She was scared. She helped spies, but she did so by lying. What else do we know about her? She rescued her whole family. So she had a mom. She had a dad. She had brothers and sisters. And who all else belonged to them? That is in the scriptural story. She had a family. What else do we know about her? Where did she live? In Jericho, which was not an Israelite city. So she was not an Israelite. Where did she live within that city? On the wall. So she is literally pushed to the very outskirt of her town. What else do we know about her? She was brave. She was shrewd. She struck a deal. Your life for my life. I will spare you if you'll spare me. Pretty smart gal. She did believe. Okay, so I feel like this is an important part. You've got this whole city of Jericho, right? Got this whole city of Jericho. And you got one woman that we know of who says, we have heard what y'all did to the kings of Sion and Og, whoever they are. We've heard that story. And when she says we, she means our town, our people. We have heard this thing about you guys and your God, right? And then she goes on to say something really important. She says, here it is. When we heard, this is in verse 11. When we heard it, our hearts melted and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, listen to this profession of faith. For the Lord your God is God. He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Rahab, the Jericho woman who believed in the Israelite God. How come, I know it's not as simple as just saying prostitute, but I feel like we should get to say that, you know? Rahab, the woman who lived in Jericho, who believed in the Israelite God. The only one who believed. So what did she do? She struck a deal. She saved her family. And then what you need to know is a portion that didn't get read. Yes, they do get saved. But in chapter 6, you need to know this. They do go get her. They go get her. Rahab, the harlot. So this time they got it right. They put her name first. Rahab, the harlot, and her father's household and all she had, Joshua spared. And she has lived in the midst of Israel to this day, for she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Do you know, if you don't know Rahab, do you know who Ruth is? Have you ever heard the story of Ruth? You know who Ruth married? Boaz. You know who Boaz was? Rahab's son. Rahab's son. Do you know who David is? King David? You know who his great-great-grandma was? Rahab. Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know who Rahab was to Jesus? Great, 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 great something. Greaty great grandmother. This woman is in the line of Jesus. This woman with a sketchy past who we still want to define her by it. Has this incredible legacy. And I've found most of the time that when we talk about Rahab, we want to talk about her and what she did or what she didn't do or what we can learn from her and what she did or didn't do. But I think if she were here, which goosebumps, like I would love to have a conversation with Rahab through some sort of interpreter, would take forever. But I'd be like, Rahab, tell me your story from your vantage point. And I don't think she would tell us necessarily the parts we already know. I think what she would say is something more like the way we would tell our own story, which it's like, I can trace the hand of God starting here. God was already on the move when I was a child. God was on the move in my life as a youth, as a young adult. I had some rough patches in here. I made some choices. But had I not made those choices, I never would have met the spies that Joshua sent. And so would I take it back? I don't know. Did it cause me pain? Yes. But would I change it? I don't know. Because look what happened with my life. Look what God ended up doing with my life. Look at how this trickled down all the way. Who'd have thought? I'm in the line of Jesus. Who was God to Rahab? He was her rescuer. He was her redeemer. He was the one who restored her. She had no idea the impact, the trickle-down effect. The only, you know, she probably got to raise her son, Boaz. And look who he turned out to be. Pretty good guy. He became a redeemer for a woman named Ruth. For a vulnerable woman like his mom. She instilled that, I'm guessing. Rahab instilled that in her son. Jesus is like that. He's a redeemer. He is a rescuer. He is a restorer. Who knows but that type of man was in his line all the way since Rahab. I'm not saying they were all great. It's not so much that Rahab leaves a legacy as it is that God was involved with Rahab. And I guess that's what I really want to hammer home here. It's not that Rahab was super-de-duper special. You know, she may not have been very funny. She may not have been very smart. You know, she may have just been kind of, you know, Rahab. But God in her life, she's transformed. And I think that is the hope of this story for me. It's not that Rahab was a hero. Although we could make her one if we wanted to. It has more to do with the fact that God was involved with Rahab in this. As her rescuer, her redeemer, her restorer. My question would be for you, when you look on your life and you try to define yourself. You try to tell your story. Do you use people first language with yourself and your story? Do you let God be the one to define you and carry on your story? In other words, who is God for you, in the same way that God was for Rahab? When you look back on your life, how do you feel about it? How do you tell the story? Who are you? Who is God to you? When you look on your life, where do you see the hand of God? It is there. It is here. It is happening. Let's pray.